This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We got open lines to kick off the 8 o'clock hour. Reactions to the Lions' schedule. You knew who they were playing, but now we know when they're playing them. And we know they're playing on Christmas Day. More on that later in the show. Heather's not happy. She was the first person we thought of. Our phone started blowing up. What does Heather think of this? We'll get to it. The highlights, 5 primetime games plus Thanksgiving and Christmas. 2 Monday night, 2 Sunday night, and a Thursday night. Every road game is on national TV or in a primetime window. Those 4 o'clock games plus the primetime games. The bye week is in the middle, nestled in there for week 8. Could be a good time to try to get a Lee McNeil back going into the month of November. 9 road games, only 1 against a team with a losing record last year, the Bears. It's a gauntlet. And you got 2 new coordinators, and everybody's got thoughts on what this team's going to end up doing. John will go through the schedule, his version, at 8:35.
Can't wait. I get chills thinking about it.
Last year you called 14 and you sold them short.
I'm so excited about this football season. I can't wait.
I know. Let's get to Sydney. We also mentioned road trips. You got one planned?
Yeah, I do. Actually, every year, my daughter, who is now 11, and my sister and I go to 1 away Lions game for the last 12 years. I'm just a little worried. I went ahead and bought tickets yesterday for Philly. Are we prepared as 3 females, diehard Lions fans, to face the Philly fans? Are they as mean as they say they are?
Oh, they are. There's no question. You should go into it with eyes wide open. And, I mean, it's a stadium filled with a-holes. There's no question about it. But you will enjoy the experience from the moment you get there to the moment that you leave. It's going to be a great time. The food is great in the city. It's you know, there are parts that you're going to have a great time walking around and doing all the sights, sounds, experiences. But, yeah, when that game kicks off, it'll be a violent environment.
Okay, should we wear our Lions pride, colors? Or because a corporation had to sign a waiver before saying we couldn't wear opponents' colors there.
Really?
Yeah.
So okay, wait. Hold on a second here. You're the corporation. Like you're? Are
like
you
the
going
ticket broker?
Yeah, ticket broker no. Or.
No, it was last year when we were in Dallas, a gentleman said that he got invited to Philly with his corporation and they had to have them sign a waiver that they wouldn't wear the opponent's colors. And so I just want to make sure, you know, going in there, we're wearing our Honolulu blue all the way and I just want to feel safe.
I would never go to an away game and not wear my team's colors. And so it's everybody's going to make their own decision. It will certainly put a target on your back. But in large part, I say it's a violent environment. Philly will, there will be individuals that will, you know, verbally attack you, but you should feel safe.
There's always bad actors. We've seen terrible things happen when people get too much to drink and they get rabid at these games. Like you said, head on a swivel. You should still be able to go to these games.
There might not be a city that might be more mislabeled than Philly. The city of brotherly love. Like, we always talk about, okay, how did Chicago get its nickname, the Windy City, right? Everybody thinks it's because it's winded. No, it's politicians, right? That's how it all started. The city of brotherly love, like, I don't even know how that started, but it is, that's not the feeling you get when you go to Philly.
Let's look into that. I actually don't know the origins either. Yeah. You can bond over the shared hatred of the Dallas Cowboys if worse comes to worst.
Yes. Yes. That's a
Ticket Texter says Cincy is the game to go to. Cheap, easy, drivable.
Yeah, I've already had a handful of people text me, hey, already booked our hotel and tickets for Cincinnati.
I don't see a single team with two elite edge rushers on the schedule. Clearly, NFL GMs are idiots. Should be a breeze. 17-0 for the Lions. We're headed to Cincy for sure. It's a premier game. It's drivable. I'd say 40% of the stadium will be Lions fans.
I don't know. It's not like going to Indy.
What does that mean?
Well, I wouldn't call Colts fans rabid fans. And their team by that time was not good.
Right.
You know, and there's controversy about their quarterback. He had pulled himself out of a game. Who was going to be starting? There's a lot, you know, with Anthony Richardson that was going on there. On the flip side, as much as I throw shade on the state of Ohio, and it's so much fun to do, they do love their football.
Bought my plane ticket to Green Bay yesterday when the schedule opener leaked. I've never been to Lambeau. Really pumped. Nick in Clarkston.
It's a great experience. It's like going to a college game in the NFL.
One of my boys moved to Minneapolis. We had planned to go to the Minneapolis game against the Vikings. Now we find out it's on Christmas Day. We're considering bringing the entire family, 9 of us, to Minneapolis to spend the week there for the holiday and the Lions game, E in Wixom.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, if your son lives there and you're going to go have Christmas with him,
family time,
and
it can be done,
go to the game, I think it's a one-off.
Heather's mortified. Fly the kid home. Celebrate here.
No, do what you want to do. Yeah. I will not be doing that, but good for you.
Schedule.
I think it would be fun, actually.
Schedule doom. Nobody's panicking, but when I flip on Rico on my way home, I get a healthy dose of 9-8 talk. Diego in Davison. And Lions will be lucky to win double-digit games. Signed, Rico, David, Kenny, and Mike.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure I'm going to get made fun of for picking 13 wins. It's not going to stop me from giving you what I think. They lose twice as many games and I'm the homer. I think that is a step back.
So at least as a show, we should have a little bit of credibility this year because we picked 14-12 to start.
14-3, right?
Well, I was at 14. You were at 12 wins.
Yeah.
Yes. And what did they win last year?
They won 15.
Oh. I mean, how dare we be right? How dare we be right?
If they go 9-8, you got to find me 8 losses on the schedule.
It's okay. And I'll say this as a little PSA. It's okay to have faith in your team. It's okay to look at this team and think that they're good and that they can win a lot of games.
Okay, you said the word good. Are they good or are they great? If you think they're great, you should probably be 11, 12 plus wins. If they're good, then it's more of a wild card-ish, a 10-7-ish type thing.
Maybe you win a
division, because the whole division has a tough schedule, by the way.
Correct.
You know, I know it's a little bit harder for the Lions because they got the Chiefs out of the AFC West. I kind of feel like that's the fork in the road this morning. Maybe it's a larger discussion for down the road before the season. Do you think they're great, or are they just good?
So I can't throw out the great until after they win a Super Bowl. So let me ask you this. 15-2 last year, were they great?
I was like, they're a great regular season team.
Yeah, and we know.
And they got to prove more in the playoffs. Everybody knows that. But do we think they're one of the 4 or 5 best teams in the NFL right now?
Yes.
I think that's unanimous. Like, across every publication, they're one of the 4 or 5 best teams. So the idea that they would win 12 or 13 games,
that's not like
ludicrous. Homer radio or anything.
I think that,
despite what other people want to insinuate.
But that's the difference. When we talked about the Super Bowl odds, they're right there with the top 5, right?
Yeah.
when it came to win losses, they were one less.
One less, yeah.
And so,
which would
Vegas
still put
thinks,
them at, yeah.
Vegas ahead. Thinks they can win the Super Bowl, but the regular season might be a little bit of a challenge because of this schedule.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. The schedule.
I was surprised
tough.
You went 13. I thought I was anticipating 12.
Well, I had gone 12 the last 2 years. I really expected to be 12, especially with the schedule. But when I went through it, I thought, boy, they own the division. They don't lose back to back. They're great in prime time. They're going to win at least one of the big games. I picked Kansas City, but it could be another one of the big games.
I would like to know, okay, what are people thinking about Jim Costa right now and the 13 wins?
Yeah.
I'd also like to know, before we get to 8:35, just send some ticket texts in.
Predictions for you?
Yeah. What are the predictions of the route I'm going to take with this schedule?
So I feel like I've put you in a tough spot, but you said you had done yours in lock and key. You're not changing it.
Nope.
My guess is we're going to be the same, which isn't fun. And I thought there's a chance you'd one-up me to get revenge from last year and go 14. I think you're between 13 and 14 is my guess for you.
Revenge for last year.
Yeah, I one-upped you and did the 15 wins.
Yeah, but you did it so late. I don't even take that as a one-up. It was just lame and late.
Oh, okay.
This is now when you plant your flag. What do you think this team is going to be? And I wasn't one that was calling 12 wins lame.
No.
It was very realistic.
Reasonable even. But they exceeded expectations last year with the injuries and won 15 games. What do you think of my 13 wins? What do you think John's going to hand out coming up at 8:35? We've got open lines, talking road trips as well. It's 97.1.
Summer is almost here. And it depends on the day. Sometimes it feels like it's spring is still around, or it's heating up, as we're going to see here in the next couple of days. Don't wait. Whatever you need, whether it's heat, AC, generator, plumbing, electrical, the team at Mastercraft, they cover it all. They took care of my house. They still do. And they're going to take care of yours just the same. Upgrade your system now, and you could save up to $1,000. Call for details and schedule a free in-home estimate. And if you call before noon, they have same-day service. You can find more information on the web at mastercraftheating.com.
End of the hour. We're talking about Christmas Day featuring the Detroit Lions. That's right. When you're in the same category as the Cowboys and the Chiefs, the featured teams in the NFL, thumbs up, thumbs down, Christmas Day. Heather's using a different finger. We'll get to that end of the hour. We're also going to get to John's prediction for the season. Your win-loss after the schedule release last night. I surprised myself. I thought I'd have him at 12. I had him at 13. I think early in the schedule, it's going to be tough without Aleem McNeil, the stretch where they play Baltimore and Cincy and Kansas City and Tampa, who beat them a year ago. That, to me, is the toughest stretch. Then you get a week 8 bye. McNeil's not far from coming back at that point. Mm-hmm. And the end of the schedule really sets up for the Lions to do some damage. I had them winning 6 of their last 7 games. Look, attrition, weird quirks, they could end up losing one more than I think, but I'm not someone who thinks they're taking a step back from 15 games that they won a year ago down to 9 or 10. I think they could lose twice as many games, go through this gauntlet, and still be a 13-win division winner.
And I think they'll be better prepared for the playoffs. One, with the experience that they had last year, also with the experience of going on the road to Baltimore, going on the road to Kansas City, going on the road to Cincinnati, going on the road to Philadelphia, Washington. Like, that's it's tough. I get that. But there'll be a much more seasoned team by the end of the season. And just in terms of, I want to throw this one out there. If you're thinking about going on a road game, mm-hmm. a road trip, one of the great things, whether you're picking to go to the Washington game or Baltimore, is that you get a chance to experience both cities if you're going to make an entire weekend out of it. But I'll throw this out there. If you decide that you want to go to the Monday night game at Baltimore, on Sunday, you could catch yourself a bonus game. You could catch the Washington Commanders taking on the Raiders at FedEx on Sunday, 1 o'clock on Sunday. If you go out there, say you make the trip out on Saturday, or if you even go Friday, make a whole weekend.
A whole weekend.
You can watch an NFL game and experience what it's like at FedEx Field. and watch Washington take on the Raiders. And then on Monday night, you obviously are there for the Lions game at Baltimore.
So I've been to FedEx. I had some friends living in D.C., went for like a New Year's. They played the Eagles end of the season. Mm-hmm. Stadium's a dump.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah.
It's not in a great location.
You're going because you want to see the Lions and the Commanders, a rematch of the playoff game a year ago. That's the reason to go.
Yeah, if you decide to go to that game later in the season. I'm talking if you're deciding to go to Baltimore,
you can sneak in an extra NFL game.
Yeah, and you get all the sights and sounds of being downtown D.C. You can look at all the monuments. You can make that an event. And then, obviously, Baltimore with the Inner Harbor, all the food that they have. I mean, I think that would be a really nice trip.
Some ticket text with the schedule out. Texter says, my prediction is about identical to Cookies. 13-4, only difference being a win against the Bengals and a loss to the Chiefs. Either way, two losses to NFC opponents, which would matter for tiebreakers. Mm-hmm. Miguel and Howell says, I see them winning the North and going 12-5. 14-3, Eric in Hazel Park. Costa's a slappy, says Newt in Westland. New coordinators, they're 10-7 at best. Vegas set the over-under at 10.5 for a reason. What they set it at last year?
Yeah, I think it was at 10.5.
May have been 11.
I think it was 10.5.
Okay, they won 15 games. So Vegas is always right, or are we okay? I'm not mad at you, Tom. Looked like I was yelling at you.
No, yeah, Tom was with me at 14 last year.
Yeah, on the bus. Now you're on the quick line.
It doesn't go very far. It's not a good place to be.
Hey, I want to throw just this thing out there, just as something down the road.
Yeah.
In terms of road trips, I know people did Arrowhead and KC before, but a game changer and a last minute thing that could just absolutely skyrocket prices is if somehow the Tigers are playing in KC in the playoffs around there.
Oh, that'd be great.
ALDS and ALCS are kind of around those dates.
You're in October.
Now you're talking about a game in KC, so this would lean towards the Tigers. If this were to happen, the Tigers would be the wild card, which wouldn't be good.
That would not be.
But just something to kind of throw out there, or we could be hosting KC, and
you don't want to leave.
And then the Lions are playing out there at the same time.
Yeah.
Tickets extra, Jim. When the Lions start 3-2, will you be quote concerned? It's why that Kansas City game the next week could be such a big win to get to build some confidence. Mm-hmm. And they're great in prime time. They've gone to Kansas City. That's one of the two or three games you circle most on the schedule. Probably that Philly and Baltimore. Commander, see, there's so many big games on this schedule. Yep. Road trip, Kansas City. My girlfriend, who lives in Chicago and is a lifelong Packers fan, has Chiefs season tickets. What? She's already booked the hotel for us and is treating it like a belated birthday gift. Go Lions. A lot to unpack there. Chicago, Packers, Chiefs season tickets. Anyway, without Glenn or Johnson, the losses are only 4. Even the 05 Patriots lost 6 games from an unnamed ticket texter. Gamble built an elite product. It took 4 years. The Lions are one of the 5 best teams in the league. The record will be enough for them to get in the playoffs. Just enjoy the ride.
Oh, that's kind of lame. Yeah. They put a number on it.
Come on,
that's what we're doing.
Play along.
Yeah, just that they're in the playoffs. I think everybody would most everybody is predicting that they'll be in the playoffs.
Take a text. Bold take. They're going to make the playoffs.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. Way to go out on a limb.
City of Brotherly Love. We have an explanation, John.
Oh, okay.
Because you said there's a city that's more inaccurately named.
Yeah.
It's a translation from two Greek words, phileo, meaning love, and adelphos, meaning brother, greeting brotherly love.
Oh, okay.
So blame the Greeks if you have an issue with it. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, a former Michigan Army National Guard member has been charged with plotting a mass shooting at a military base in Warren. This 19-year-old suspect allegedly conducted drone surveillance, provided ammunition for this planned attack. He was taken into custody on Tuesday, which is the day the attack was meant to go down. He traveled to the area of this military base, like I said, launched a drone. He also offered to help an undercover FBI agent carry out the attack by giving him the weapons and training him how to use them. Thankfully, his plot was all foiled, and now he is facing multiple charges of attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization and distributing information related to a destructive device. He's facing a long time behind bars, a maximum penalty of 20 years per count if convicted. A Detroit man has been arrested and charged after assaulting two police officers in 1997. Yeah, 54-year-old Richard Davis has been charged with attempting to disarm a police officer in 2 counts of resisting arrest, causing injury, after he got into an altercation during a traffic stop when he was 27 years old. So at the time, he was pulled over for improper plates. And while the officers were investigating, they discovered a weapon in his vehicle. That's when Davis started to fight the officers, including biting them, and then fled the scene, ran away. He was charged, but never in custody. But he was just arrested on Tuesday. And I'm guessing maybe there's more to the story. It also says that he went by the following aliases. And there's like 20 names that he's also gone by.
Any,
so,
any highlights in
he's
there?
He's such a Richard.
Well, oh, no, it's not. It's not Richard. I was going to say, oh, Richard's the first ones, but it's not. It's not Richard. It's a, never
no,
mind.
Richard is his actual name.
It is. Right? Yeah. But it's a like, you're right. Actually, there is listening. Richard in there.
What are some of these aliases?
Ricky Brown.
Okay.
They're Patrick Jackson.
Okay. Oh.
Damian Platt, if you need like an alias name. Milton Johnson.
Ooh.
William
sounds like a board
English.
Game. Yeah, or somebody
Andre
that made up a board game.
Harden.
Like Milton Bradley.
Oh, Arden. Andre Harden?
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
John, did you ever do that? You ever check in at a hotel under an alias to avoid being swarmed by your adoring fans?
What would be your alias name?
No.
Let's get to a fun one. Oh, apparently, Toupes, he's never in the room when I'm doing a bald story. Toupes could be making a comeback. Balding millennial men are skipping these. You know, people are going to like Turkey to get their hair transplants.
Yeah.
They're skipping these big trips. They're skipping the expensive transplants. And instead, they're rocking toupes.
Going with the rug.
And apparently, women are all for it.
Oh, really?
Which contradicts a study I had last week, how women really liked a bald man.
Yeah.
But
so
I think what they're
the
all for
toupee is like, I mean, do you, I'm just curious when the woman finds out, like,
it, I think you're honest with it. Well, you know what I think it is?
This
is
isn't
that,
my real hair.
Well, women wear
extensions,
yep. Weaves. Like we wear fake hair all the time and it's socially acceptable.
Most of the time you're not covering up a bald head.
No, that's very true. Most of the time it's for a new hairstyle or adding length or volume or whatever it is.
Color, whatever, yeah.
Sure. And that's acceptable. So it's kind of, I maybe think where the women are like, why can't men wear a toupee? And I think toupees have really come a long way. They're not the old school where you just stick them on your head. I mean, you do stick them on your head, but I'm saying like the way that
the
they're made.
The glue is better.
And the hair is probably better the way that they're, you
it
can't
sits.
See. Yeah, you can't tell.
Tom, did you ever consider
a toupee? Okay, so you can't tell, and then all of a sudden you're running your fingers through his hair, and you're like, what is this? Well,
same with men.
So what do you think, Kevin?
Whoa, wait. She's got a head full of fake hair.
Should I do it?
You need a whole wig. Well,
a toupee is not going to cover that.
Well, normally a toupee just covers like
a little part.
Well, you'd have to let the rest of your hair grow.
Right. But what color do you think I should do?
What color is your hair? Like what color was your hair?
I was a blondie as a kid, and then it turned like brownish.
Like a light brown?
Light brown, yeah.
Yeah, but I'd
now
go with
it's
that.
Probably
or, with a little salt
gray.
And pepper.
Well, the fro would be awesome, but that's silly. We gotta
have
something
to get
realistic.
Something,
like
it's gotta match your beard, which does have a lot of gray. So you'd need something
thanks.
That's like
oh,
what?
That's too strange.
Yeah, no, it's that's why it's
I know what it's like to be
gray
at home.
Yeah.
I think I just shrunk 2 inches.
Well, if you showed up with a head of gray hair, it would be more believable than if you showed up with a head of brown hair.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. The people, if you're going to color
that's
your
I'm
hair.
Saying, it's got to look natural.
I know.
There's
I know
nothing
what
wrong
saying.
With gray hair.
If you're going to color your hair, you got to do it right at the beginning.
And do it properly. Yeah.
Yes, Greg, I know your beard is more gray than the top of your head. But
beards typically gray first. They do. They go gray before your head hair. So just saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. Do you want more news?
We got time
sure.
for
it. Sure. You got time for more? Is that what you were going to say?
I'll say we have another news later.
Okay, then I'll save it.
One more in the show.
You're going to cut me off anyway.
I'm the bad guy. We have a clock, and John's got to give us his schedule prediction.
Okay.
It's urgent. It's
I
urgent.
Know.
Next, 97.1.
Hey, you guys, if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead and take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credit supplied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Drum roll, please. John Jansen's presentation of the schedule game.
What is it going to be this year? Last year, 14-3. And it took a lot of arrows because of that. Ended up, I underestimated this football team. They were a 15-2 team. They were a team that overcame so many obstacles. Playing on Thursday night, playing in Green Bay, playing on the road, cold weather. Not a lot of cold weather games, but let's see what we have this year. All right, they start off at Mighty Lambeau Field. It's a great place to start, and I love the fact that there are some division games early, starting off with two at Green Bay and then home against the Bears. I have them winning both. They start off 2-0. And in terms of Ben Johnson, I think the Bears are going to be a better team this year. I think he's an upgrade at the coaching position. They've upgraded the offensive line. I just don't think that they have things rolling enough. Second-year quarterback, still a learning curve. a lot of new weapons for him. He's going to be protected better than a Bears quarterback has been protected, but they're not going to get the job done, at least early on in the season here, against the Detroit Lions. So we head on the road to Maryland at Baltimore. And this is where I do think there is a learning curve for John Morton. I also think there's a learning curve for Kelvin Shepard. I don't think they're ready to play the Baltimore Ravens. And I don't mean the in terms of the players not being ready. I think the game plan is not sufficient and they come away with a loss. So they start off the first three games, 2-1 with the loss at Baltimore. Then they take on the Cleveland Browns. This will be fun. It'll be a fun game to be at home for. This is a fan base that will travel as well. There's going to be a plenty of the dog pound at Ford Field. I don't think it's going to be overwhelming, but they'll make themselves known, and it'll be nice to be able to send them back to the state of Ohio with a loss. It's what we do here in the state of Michigan. Any team that comes from Ohio, we send home with a loss.
It's a trophy game, too.
It is, yes. The mighty Edmund Fitzgerald. So we are now at 3-1. Nice start for the Detroit Lions. And then they go down to the state of Ohio, which, again, we go to the state of Ohio and we just win. Cincinnati, Joe Burrow and that offense, they're going to score some points. There's no question about it. Their defense, even though I do believe Trey Hendrickson gets a deal done, he's still in Cincinnati. They haven't stopped anybody for years. I don't expect them to all of a sudden find something defensively that works. Jared Goff, this offense starts to find their rhythm. They go down to Cincinnati and they get a win. That's 4-1. And if I'm right, you had them losing at Cincinnati, correct?
I did.
All right. So I'm one up on you now. At Kansas City, back to back at Cincy, at Kansas City, primetime game. This is the first loss that Jared Goff will suffer to Patrick Mahomes. And it's the only loss that he'll suffer to Patrick Mahomes. Oh. I'm not going to go all the way through the playoff schedule, but this not rocket science. This will be a playoff team.
Yeah.
But they go to Kansas City, and it's there'll be some turnovers, and it's Terrion Arnold, this secondary, still finding a way to work together. Terrion Arnold, better. DJ Reed, good. Ennis Rakestraw, part of this situation. I'm not going to go through the whole personnel, but they're still finding a way to work together. There's not one thing that you look at as a deficiency and you just think it's just Patrick Mahomes doing Patrick Mahomes thing. So they come away with a loss. So now they're 4-2. Come back and they avenge the loss that they had last year. I know you mentioned that. One of two losses that they had in a regular season. One was to Tampa Bay, and they handle Tampa Bay quite easily going into the bye week. So now we're 5-2. They enjoy the bye week. They get a couple of victory Mondays. They get a chance to get healthy. Lee McNeil still not back. So they face the Minnesota Vikings coming out of the bye week, and it's J.J. McCarthy. It's an improved offensive line. He's handing the ball off. This is a run-first offense, but Tyreek Williams, D.J. Reader, Aiden Hutchinson, Josh Pascal, and group handle the run game just fine. It's the pass game that really starts to get going for J.J. and Addison, Jefferson, Hockenson. It's much closer than people anticipate, but it's another win for the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
And it's Dan Campbell out coaching Kevin O'Connell yet again.
Seen that before.
And then they are on the road to Washington. Now, this is a tough stretch, right? It's at Washington, followed up by a Sunday night game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Washington. This is a game that has been red-lettered. They didn't know when it was going to happen, but they did know it was going to happen. Focus is on Washington. They go to Washington, and they get a win. And it is Jared Goff with no turnovers. It's Amon-Ra St. Brown and J-Mo. We talked about J-Mo yesterday and his coming out party, or the most improved player on this team.
Does he throw a pass in this one?
He does not throw a pass. I don't have any passes. I'm not going to go into that big of a detail, but they light up that secondary. And Mikey Sanders still for the Washington Commanders. They come home, get a little respite, and they head back to the East Coast to face the Philadelphia Eagles. As I mentioned, stadium full of a-holes. It's a violent environment. and it is the third loss for this football team. And it's Saquon Barkley. That doesn't hurt him in the run game, but he hurts him as a receiver. They're going to have to find ways as they go through the schedule to take some losses, learn from them, and improve, because they're going to face the Philadelphia Eagles in the playoffs. I think we all know that at some point that matchup is going to happen again.
Yep.
So they're now at 7-3, having come home, and now it is absolutely running downhill. I've got them whooping the New York Giants. The Green Bay Packers at home, this will be fun. It's Thanksgiving. It's everybody's tradition, and they handle the Green Bay Packers yet again. Dominant in the division. Out of the last 20 games, you had this stat yesterday,
17-3.
They continue the dominance in division by beating the Packers at home, and then they face America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. And this is one of those matchups that really gets me excited as an offensive lineman, because defensively, this is a team that has a lot of talent, and it's obviously headlined by Micah Parsons. I can't wait to see Penei Sewell ragdoll Micah Parsons. And this is, it's another butt whooping. They come away with another win. The LA Rams. Now, everybody wants to say, well, at some point, the Rams are going to have their number and Matthew Stafford's going to get his win against Detroit. Not so fast, my friend. They go out there, and I don't even know if Matthew Stafford is healthy at this point. I still don't think that they've done enough to solidify that offensive line. He's a guy, yes, he can make some plays on the run and he can make some throws at all the different arm angles, but he can't take hits like he used to. He's still going to get beat up this year, whether he's available or not. I think the Detroit Lions go out to L.A. and they come home with a win.
10 days to prepare for that game, too. That's a good note.
11-3 at this point.
Cooking.
Pittsburgh Steelers, I pray. Aaron is their starting quarterback. Kirby Joseph, that's his boy. And he comes away with two picks in this game, yet on Aaron Rodgers. And DK Metcalf, always an issue. No matter who he's playing for, no matter who the quarterback is, DK Metcalf has a big game, but they come away with another win. And now we are sitting at 12-3 with two division games left. And what did I mention about the division already?
They own the division.
They own the division. Christmas Day. Merry Christmas. You get a chance to sit down, watch our Detroit Lions, have Christmas dinner with the game on, and we're all celebrating a great holiday, a great family time, great TV viewing, and the Lions deliver a great Christmas present, and they come away with another win, 13-3. They solidify the division. Number one seed is not locked up yet, though, because what happened? They lost to Philly. And the tiebreaker goes to Philly. So they have to go to Chicago and get a win. And what happens? Ben Johnson has a great game plan. Caleb Williams is playing better. Colston Loveland comes away with a touchdown. But you know who else plays really good? And this is Jared Goff's game.
Mm.
Jared Goff. And I don't know if he was going to talk about, oh, it's cold. He's got tiny hands. Can't win when they need him the most. He comes through in this game, and it is Jahmyr Gibbs on the ground. It is Jahmyr Gibbs through the air. Jahmyr Gibbs is the difference in this game. You're going to see passes caught by a lot of different receivers, but they come away with another win, and they finish the regular season as the number one seed again going into the playoffs at 14-3.
Seven straight wins to close, 6-0 in the division, and a 14-win season with a tougher schedule and two new coordinators.
You heard it here first. Mark it down. Let's go. Don't be afraid. I said this last year. Don't be afraid to be great. Now, to be great, you've got to win in the playoffs and you got to win a Super Bowl. I'm not going to label this team as great. And they may be a great regular season team.
And part of the debate will be their three losses are Ravens, Chiefs, and Eagles, the Super Bowl class.
Yep.
Still a lot to prove. Even at 14 wins.
And that's when you're going to have to prove it in the postseason. The challenge is out there. You've done it. You've done everything that Dan Campbell has said they need to do. Win the division. And then get as many home games as possible in the playoffs. Play one less game. Learn from what happened last year. And you take that into the playoffs. This team is motivated. They have great leadership from the coaching staff, from the players. And they are going to get it done.
The thing we both had in common, they dominate this division. You said 6-0, I said 5-1. Think about this. While the Lions have two new coordinators, the Bears have a whole new coaching staff.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
And the Vikings are breaking in a brand new quarterback, which is also a big deal.
I think I did that pretty measured. I wanted to try and not to get too excited, not to talk too fast, not to talk too loud.
I think you paced it well, and we leave it to the people. I had him at 13 wins. You had him at 14 wins.
Got that same bus rolling.
We're rolling this season.
It's a diesel engine.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of smokestacks rolling downhill.
We got to work in Heather Park. Christmas Day, the game that she didn't want. Thumbs up, thumbs down. The Lions playing on Christmas. Next, it's 97.1.
Hey, at First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and relationships. And with their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go. Their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and listen to feedback, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me over the years and my family, and why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
It's cold.
Oh, outside. That's right, Heather.
Best time of the year.
Outside.
Best day of the year.
And even better now with the Lions playing on Christmas Day.
Or not.
It is becoming close to the best day of the year with the addition of NFL games. It still doesn't reach, in my opinion, the level of Thanksgiving.
Well, she hates Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know.
Christmas and Thanksgiving are on two different playing fields.
John agrees.
I agree. Yes. We just haven't flipped.
No.
We'll do thumbs up, thumbs down. The Lions playing on Christmas Day. First, some calls and reactions to your prediction. John, you said for the second year in a row, this is a 14-win team.
Yep.
Ticket Texter says, How dare you pick the Lions to beat the teams they're better than? Valeni and his minions are going to go after you, John. Fully with John at 14 wins. When Valeni criticizes the morning show optimism, we can tell his cynical self to go cry to mommy. You guys are delusional. Valeni's right. The Lions will go 11-6. Stop taking drugs. John is crazy. 9-8 at best.
We took those same texts last year. It's sure, there's that possibility. I looked at this schedule and I thought, and I starred the games that I thought were wins. And it left me with at Baltimore, at Cincinnati, at Kansas City, at Washington, at Philly, and then at the Rams that I thought, okay, there's could be some consternation. I don't think they lose all those games. I also don't think they win all those games. So out of those six games,
you split.
I had them going 500.
You split. You beat up your division. You beat up the Patsies on the schedule, the Giants and the Steelers and the Browns.
This is a team that when they're playing those lesser opponents, that they take care of business. What happened last year against Jacksonville, against Tennessee?
Yeah, they blew them out.
They simply take care of business. And so I don't see that loss on there where you're like, wow, where did that come from? They are at a minimum going to take care of those. And when I look at the end of the schedule, once you get past Philly, I think Dallas has fallen apart by that time.
It's another one that should be in.
And I mentioned I know that LA, their defense and their defensive pass rush is really good.
Yes.
But what's the strength of this offense? The offensive line
up front. Look, if that was a short week on the road, 10 days to prepare, I really think helps the Lions in that spot. I thought that was a trickier game than people give credit for, but I had them winning the game too. Look, you had them at 14. I had them at 13. Tom, you had them at 11.
Yeah, I'm at 11. And one of my fears here is that they got Jackson, Burrow, and Mahomes in the first 6 weeks. And there's definitely no Aleem McNeil.
Yeah.
And what if Davenport's already hurt? I think pass rush in those games is crucial. And I think, especially against Baltimore, the ability to stop the run is going to be crucial with Henry and then Lamar looming and lurking.
John and I both had them 5-2 at the bye. I could totally see a 4-3. I really could. I get what you're saying there.
Yeah.
So with Tom at 11 wins, I think the response will be, Yeah, Tom, I think you might be right.
I don't know if those guys are going to be going 11. See, here's the
deal.
How
doom and gloom are they going to get?
10-7-ish. There might be a 9-8-er in there. By the way, somebody might go 11.
Is it doom with gloom or gloom with doom? Like, who's who on that?
All concoctions work.
But, like, in all seriousness, I have them losing twice as many games as they did a year ago. That's the homer opinion. Like, there is some regression built into 13 wins. They won 15 a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're right, John. Split the difference on some of the tough games. They lose to the Eagles. They lose, in your scenario, to the Chiefs. We both have them losing to the Ravens. It's not like
Lions
win every game.
I did the split the difference. They are very trustable against bad teams. That's been a Campbell hallmark since they turned the corner. Another Campbell hallmark is they play very well in their division, and to expect anything less than 4-2 or 5-1, well, that's just not who they've been. So that quickly gets you into a 7-8 win territory, and if you split the hard ones, which I think they're capable of.
You're talking 11 plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get to DeVell in Madison Heights. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
What are you thinking?
So I have them at 13-4, but I'm on par with John. Every game, I agree with, except the very opening game. For the same reason you said we'll win, start the win, because I think their offense won't be quite together yet. But I had them originally at 12-5, and I'm going to tell you why I changed it, because I'm looking at Washington now as a team. They're, to me, I'm thinking like that was kind of a fluky season because they didn't really address their big problem, which the Lions should have went after in a playoff game. They didn't address their run defense at all, to me. So, I mean, I think they correct that mistake in game plan and run it down their throat, and that's a win. So I've got them at 13-4, and I think I'll dare even say that this season's Washington Commanders is last year's Dallas Cowboys, how they fell off. in one season, and we get that revenge win. I think that's what that's shaping up to be.
You know what? The other thing it sets up for is a strong finish. So the Eagles last season, didn't they win? Was it like, was it 15 of their last 16 games? Something crazy like that. They got really hot. Mm-hmm. John, when they play the Eagles on November 16th, I think it is, we both have them losing.
Yep.
But the stretch following, we expect them to pick up a lot of steam. You don't have them losing again. I have them losing on Christmas Day. But we expect this team to be turning the corner. You get Aleem McNeil back. You got some wins on the schedule. You lock up your division. You get your home playoff game, and you're ready to make noise.
I think this offense, and I mentioned it, the Baltimore game, I don't know that they're ready in terms of play callers to be able to defend or score enough in that situation. After that, I do think that John Morton and Kelvin Shepard do a great job of putting together game plans as you're going through this to compete with the better teams. And I'll just say this. I know that the schedule is tougher. I know that 14 wins this year is going to be much harder to get to than 15 wins last year. But I don't think they're going to have the devastating injuries that right. they had, at least not all on one side of the ball. And as much as we give Brad Holmes a hard time about not getting that edge opposite Aiden Hutchinson, he's done a wonderful job of developing depth, and when injuries do happen, having guys that can step in and not play as good as your start. You lose a player like Aiden Hutchinson, there's not another Aiden Hutchinson to put in there. But he's done a good job of developing depth to be able to give these coaches enough to go out there, construct game plans to win. If Aiden Hutchinson is healthy, and I'll just put it on Aiden Hutchinson. If he is healthy, is this defense better than the defense that they had last year from week five on?
It should be, absolutely.
And I think that makes a huge difference.
There will be a trade-off, though, because you won't have McNeil for some of it, but when both are sure. playing in the second half of this schedule, that's where they should be making some hay, solidifying their position, and gearing up for the postseason. 14 wins for John, mm-hmm. 13 wins for me. We're both very optimistic, despite a tough yep. schedule, despite losing both coordinators. Look, they don't lose back-to-back. Campbell's turned the corner there. They respond after losses. They own this division, 17-3 the last 20. I had them splitting Ravens and Chiefs, splitting Eagles and Commanders. I mean, this is how you end up stacking together another really good regular season.
Yeah. And I know you had them losing at Minnesota.
Yeah.
I do think that that very last game of the year at Chicago is going to be a tougher game. Some of it will depend on weather. Some of it's going to depend on health and guys that are playing at that. I mean, we know Dan Campbell's going to play to win, but that's going to be one where it's, if they don't reach that 14 wins, if they're at 13, I'm not going to rule that out that they could drop that game.
All right. I mentioned they're losing on Christmas Day. Certainly spoil people's Christmas. Mm-hmm. We'll get right to Heather after the update. Thumbs up, thumbs down. The Lions playing on Christmas Day. Your reactions too. What do you guys think of the Lions playing on Christmas Day? It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.